22nd, 2025. Roll call. President Kimberly Brandon.
Here.
Vice President Gail Gilman.
Present.
Commissioner Willie Adams.
Here.
Commissioner Stephen Engblom.
Here.
And Commissioner Stephen Lee.
Here.
Item 2 is approval of minutes for the April 8th, 2025 Board Commission meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The minutes of the April 8th, 2025 meeting are adopted.
Item 3 is the land acknowledgement. The San Francisco Port Commission acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. We recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. Item 4 is announcements. Please be advised that the ringing of and use of cell phones and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. A member of the public has up to 3 minutes to make public comments on each agenda item unless the Port Commission adopts a shorter period on any item. Public comment must be in respect to the current agenda item. The Commission will take in-person and remote public comments on each item, beginning with commenters in person. For remote public comment, dial 1-415-655-0001 and enter access code 2664-775-2452, #. Then dial *3 to raise your hand to comment on the item being discussed. An audio prompt will signal when it is your turn to speak. If you are watching this meeting on SFGov TV, there is a short broadcasting delay. To not miss your chance to comment, please dial when the item you want to comment on is announced, mute your device, and listen to the meeting from your telephone, which has no delay. Item 5 is public comment on items not listed on the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on items not listed on the agenda? Seeing none, do we have anyone on the phone?
There are no public callers at this time.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. Next item, please.
Item 6 is the Executive Director's Report. For callers who wish to make public comment on this item, please dial *3 to raise your hand to comment.
Good afternoon, Madam President, Vice President Gilman, members of the Commission, port staff, and the public. I'm Elaine Forbes, the Executive Director. Today is a monumental day in the history of the port, and I want to focus on uplifting the legacy of President Kimberly Brandon on the occasion of her final Port Commission meeting after serving with great distinction for 28 years. Please also join me in wishing our esteemed Commission President a well-deserved close of her service and all the best for her future endeavors, which I know will continue to span civic work across the city and possibly the nation. Commissioner Kimberly Brandon was appointed to the San Francisco Port Commission by the Honorable Mayor Willie Brown Jr. In August of 1997. She is the longest serving Port Commissioner as far as our records go back to 1968. She is also the first African American woman to serve on the Commission. She is a native daughter of San Francisco, and she has dedicated her life to social justice and economic empowerment for people, for programs, and for organizations just like the Port or San Francisco State University. Allow me to share some personal reflections. I have had the honor of working for Commissioner Brandon the past 8 years as Port Director. During this time, she mentored me from my role as Chief Financial Officer into someone capable of leading this great organization. She devotes countless hours in service, whether on this Port Commission and on nonprofit boards, but she also spends a great deal of time mentoring people. I have witnessed this firsthand, her support of people, She is a true friend in good and bad times. I've experienced this in her work with me, and I saw it in all of her work with the port. She has always had the patience to see things through with the faith in the organization and the faith in the people, and with the conviction that we would ultimately get there. Commissioner Brandon is known for understanding when to pick her battles, and once chosen, pursuing them with incredible determination. She was pioneering in calling for community advisory groups throughout the waterfront to ensure community voices were centered in our decision making. It is actually her vision that now has the structure we're so familiar with, the NAC, the SWAC, the FISHWAC, grown all out of her vision, the SAC, I should say. And yes, we learned to listen to what the community has to say, and thanks to her leadership, we work so much better with our partners and find solutions. We have very valuable community voices at our table because of your leadership. She was also groundbreaking in her insistence that port contractors perform with excellence, and also that local small businesses benefit from the economics of our investments. It may have taken decades, but you fundamentally shifted the way the organization views our contractors, not just as vendors, but as partners. Contractors who invest in San Francisco enrich the port and the entire city. This massive shift from focusing solely on compliance to prioritizing value and equity required very patient change management, and we got there. Thank you for never giving up on this vision or on us to get there. She always prioritizes the port's success in every single action she takes, and her agenda is the port's agenda for today and for tomorrow. She led a multi-year effort to establish a partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers with in-person advocacy. And thanks to her leadership, we now have the federal government poised to make a major investment in needed and critical repairs and to prepare for sea level rise. And it is because of your leadership that that work spans the entire 7.5 miles of waterfront property. Commissioner Brandon is always prepared. She reads the reports very carefully. She keeps historical records and she watches the numbers. As a CFO for 5 years before becoming port director, I remember this well. She knows things that we seem to have forgotten from time to time, and she's excellent to holding the organization accountable to its history, and that has proven to be so important to us. In your nearly 3 decades of effort, your legacy has pushed forward such tremendous transformation. The milestones you've overseen include the construction of James R. Herman Cruise Ship Terminal, the Brandon Street Wharf, Pier 43.5 Promenade, Jefferson Street Improvements, the opening of the Cruise Terminal Plaza, Bayview Gateway, and under your leadership, we made great strides in the Blue Greenway, opening Crane Cove Park, China Basin, and Bayfront Park, to the new Exploratorium at Piers 15 and 17, to adoption of our strategic plan, our waterfront plan, our resilience program, and our race equity action plan. You were there for all of those. For the response to Pier 29 and rebuilding the facility after a terrible fire in 10 months, to the passage of 2 citywide ballot measures prompting redevelopment at Pier 70 and Seawall Lot 337, to the execution of a master lease with Orton Development to restore all of those beautiful facilities in Pier 70. Your actions are so far and wide, up and down, turning almost a jewel of assets hidden by a freeway into this beloved waterfront that we cherish so much today. She also guided the port's rebound from the depths of the pandemic. Earlier, she helped steer the organization through the Great Recession of 2027, the most crushing U.S. economic downturn since World War II. And somehow, in both times, we navigated without layoffs, missed payments, or business line restructuring, all because of your steady hand, among others. President Brandon has been so central in all this transformational work. She has advised this waterfront with such care and devotion, and she has most certainly set the stage for a much more equitable waterfront for future generations and the stage for a much more equitable organization. You've received numerous awards and accolades for your advocacy across the city, at the port, and in the Hunters Point and Bayview neighborhoods. And we've been so lucky to have you all these years. It has been an honor of a lifetime to serve as port director and an enormous opportunity to grow and learn from you, both through successes and trials from time to time on my side. You are ingrained in our hearts and in the legacy of the entire waterfront. At this point, commissioners, I'd like to open it up to some recorded messages and then to public comment, and then we'll come to you. All right.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis. It is an honor to join you all as we celebrate the extraordinary leadership and service of San Francisco Port Commission President Kimberly Brandon. For nearly three decades, Kimberly has been a steadfast champion for San Francisco's waterfront and a trailblazer in public service. As the first African-American woman to serve on the Port Commission, she didn't just break barriers, she built bridges. Her commitment to equity and community engagement, especially through the creation of the Southern Advisory Committee, has helped ensure that every voice has a seat at the table. Kimberly's leadership has shaped the future of the port and the city she loves. And beyond her public service, her dedication to philanthropy, education, and economic empowerment has touched lives across San Francisco and beyond. She is a financial powerhouse, a civic leader, and a proud San Franciscan whose impact will be felt for generations. On behalf of all Californians, thank you, Kimberly, for your dedicated service, your vision, and your unwavering commitment to our great state. And on a personal note, having served as a San Francisco Port Commissioner myself, and having served with you, I can say that working alongside your leadership remains one of the most meaningful and memorable experiences with the port. Congratulations on this well-earned celebration, and best wishes for what lies ahead.
Hello, I'm Mike Martin. I'm the Assistant Port Director. I'm very disappointed I can't be joining today's celebration of the 28 years of President Brandon's leadership here at the port, but I'm very glad to be able to share my thoughts here. And I've been at the port for 9 years, so barely a third of the time that President Brandon has led the organization. And I just really appreciate having come to the port as someone who was learning about this this agency, to have had her leadership as I've worked through sort of my original role as a real estate director, but also now as assistant port director. And the thing that President Brandon always was able to do was to ask us in a way that really allowed us to really make our arguments. Is this deal good for the port? And I can hear that rattling around in my head every time I do a new deal with the port, and I'm going to keep that with me. Because President Brandon always had the broader interest in mind as she looked at every individual deal. And I think what was great about the experience of working for the port underneath her leadership was things like the pandemic, which was this totally unprecedented moment where we were making these decisions about what to do with tenants who couldn't operate. And President Brandon always was asking us to come back to first principles. What's good for the port? And what's good for the port was good for the city and its recovery. And we made it through those decisions in a way that I think really strengthened the port and its tenants. And so I'll always appreciate her leadership during that hard time. But that's just a few of the lessons that I've learned from her. I'm very appreciative of the time she's spent here. I hope she very much enjoys today's celebration, and I hope we see her back around Pier 1 whenever she can come by. Thanks again, President Brandon.
We can now go to public comment.
Good afternoon, commissioners. David Beaupre, Deputy Director of Planning and Environment. Commissioner Brandon, I just wanted to say a few words, or first maybe call you what your family might call you, Commissioner Kama, which I've always wanted to do. Thank you so much for your 28 years of service. I'm fortunate to have been able to spend much of my career at the port with you, your leadership. Elaine has listed all of the projects that I could think of, but there are a few other programs that may not have been mentioned or weren't covered, but that I just really recall or reflect back on that I would like to recognize. The first, which has been mentioned, is the formation of the Southern Waterfront Advisory Committee, which has elevated the voices of the Bayview, demonstrated that we're a part of the community and we have a commitment in a very positive way. But not only forming that committee, but also attending so many meetings. I remember early in my career, I would never be surprised to see you drop into a Southern Waterfront Advisory Committee meeting just to see how things are going, not to raise issues, just to observe and eventually provide a lot of guidance. I know Karen Pierce wanted to come and celebrate this with you tonight, but is unfortunately not feeling well. The other is the creation of the Southern Waterfront Beautification and Community Benefits Program, which allows the port to enhance properties adjacent to the Bayview and requires our tenants to make economic impacts in the Bayview community. The other is your support of the local truckers. And then lastly, your support of the Blue Greenway project, in particular the Bayview Rise project, which was a very early lighting and arts project in the city that actually trended throughout the city and continues today. And then lastly, your drive just to support the LBE businesses and diversity of contracts. So thank you for your endless commitment and support to the port and the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, President Brandon, Vice President Gilman, Commissioners, Director Forbes, port staff, and the public. I'm going to be sharing my words and then also from my colleague, Tony Autry, who couldn't be here today. Oh, am I touching that? Yes. Lucinda was like, yes. Okay. President Brandon, it has been a true honor and pleasure to have worked under your leadership for the last 10 years. Our shared interest in increasing small business participation on port contracts has allowed me to witness and benefit from your steadfast commitment to ensuring the port's contracting is equitable and attainable for the most vulnerable. In the moments where I felt I might be pushing too hard, I am reminded of your devoted commitment, and then I push harder. The legacy of your commitment to small business inclusion and serving underinvested communities remains strong within me. Your leadership and your presence will be missed, and I wish you the best in your next season. And this is from Tony Autry. President Brandon, you have consistently been a powerful voice for equity. When I joined the port in 2020, you immediately championed our racial equity action plan, creating the equity subcommittee with Vice President Gilman to guide and support this critical work. Your vision to increase diversity among the vendors at the Ferry Building's Farmers Market sparked a fruitful partnership with Foodwise and other community-based organizations, leading to the successful pop-ups at the plaza. Because of your visionary leadership and tireless advocacy, we now proudly celebrate Juneteenth on the waterfront annually, which is something that had not been done on the waterfront before 2021, and continue to ensure port opportunities are shared with and benefit neighborhoods adjacent to port property, including historically marginalized and underinvested communities. Thank you for your extraordinary service and lasting impact. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Brandon, Dan Hodapp with the port staff. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's really what I want to say. I want to reiterate all the accomplishments that were just listed. Thank you for your leadership, and thank you for taking the port in directions that we had not seen yet. We're very proud of all you have done for us and those accomplishments, and only hope that you are equally as proud as we are. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
President Brandon. I'm wearing my 20-year pin today to celebrate all of us, and particularly you, who've contributed so much to the waterfront over time. You often say that the port has the best staff in the city. And that really means a lot to the staff who are doing this work. I would add the best leadership. I think people remain engaged in the work of the waterfront because they obviously love the waterfront, but also our waterfront community. And having the kind of support from leadership that you give to staff is what really makes it possible to do the work that we're doing. I've been thinking back on your leadership of the commission over the work that I've done at the port and the chances that I've had to work closely with you. Thinking way back, we worked to lift the public trust from our seawall lots so that they could be knit into the city. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think your question always was, what are we going to do with those revenues to benefit the port's maritime mission? So you are always focused on mission. We, of course, traveled to Washington, D.C. together, as Director Forbes mentioned, with Commissioner Adams advocating to get that Army Corps study. I mean, that's what really kicked off the resilience effort. When we started community engagement on the eco-industrial park concept, Piers 90 through 96 in the Backlands, you were at those community meetings, and you were pushing staff to think about public benefits and jobs for the community as we discussed that whole plan. Thinking back to Pier 70, you know, we had all of those community engagements about what the vision would be for Pier 70, and you were in the room helping to lead those discussions with the community. So not just here on the commission, but out in the community having those conversations. Thinking about resilience over the last 6 years, I think Director Forbes already pointed out, you know, we started that whole effort with a focus on the Embarcadero because of all the earthquake risk along the Embarcadero. That was understandable. And I think you were the one to say, let's work waterfront-wide. And our problem is really a waterfront-wide problem. You've been remarkably patient over this period of time and engaged as we've been trying to fill in the outline of what that future resilient waterfront is going to be, and I thank you for that patience. You also challenge us to be thinking about the economic opportunities that are going to come from this work and how that can be distributed fairly. So on the last point, I've been thinking about your overall direction to staff, and I would summarize it this way, and it's basically a challenge not to think about the waterfront as it is today and how we serve our constituents, but think about how the waterfront should be, a place where everybody has access to the bay with parks and recreational opportunities across the 7.5 miles, and everybody has access to economic opportunity and jobs. So I can't thank you enough for that focus, and I really appreciate our time working together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Madam President, you were appointed in 1997. That was before the ballpark got under construction. The port was a very, very different place back then. And projects seem to take a long time, but when you look back on them, the amount of things that have happened during your tenure is really, truly amazing. Ballpark being obviously one that's near and dear to my heart. But so much has happened on the waterfront. It is such an improved location. When you think about the Embarcadero Freeway and the way things were, the waterfront is open up, there's parks, there's so much that has happened under your tenure. You've been the longest serving port commissioner. I've worked with you basically on a monthly basis for all of the 28 years. We built the ballpark. We opened the ballpark. 80 million people have come through the doors of the ballpark since we did that. We've also built or started to build a neighborhood across from the ballpark. And these are complicated, difficult endeavors that require an enormous amount of time and patience and sophistication to get through. We didn't pick a very easy site. We picked a site on the waterfront with all kinds of regulatory restrictions on it, but we had a vision and we got there. And we appreciate your role in all of that. In Mission Rock, you were the co-chair of a port subcommittee that heard from the public back in 2006 and 2007 to determine what to do with parking lot A and get legislation passed. And then, of course, we responded because we cared very much about what happened right next to the ballpark. But you were there again from the very first day and making all the grand gestures, like terminating the end of the Terry Francois Boulevard so we could have a major waterfront park. There were a lot of moves that we made very early on in that process, in the advisory group process, before we even submitted our bid. You've helped the port through a lot of things, not just Giants-related matters. You know, the transformation of the port generally, the waterfront redevelopment, climate resilience planning that Brad speaks to, maritime commerce, public access. There's so many aspects of the port, and we're just a small part of it. We are the largest tenant of the port, though, and you have been our landlord all this time. And we've been very fortunate to have you and all the staff at the port and colleagues at the Port Commission. I feel like our relationship is a really good and strong one. We can talk to each other. We don't always necessarily agree, but there's a spirit of partnership that's always existed, and I really appreciate that. We're going to miss your leadership. You were committed, as many have said, to equity and economic opportunity, and your voice was steadfast, clear, and directly felt by us and so many others. And as a result, the port is much more than it was before. Thank you so much, Commissioner Brandon. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Thank you.
President Brandon, it's hard to go after Jack sometimes. But I've been with the Giants for 10 seasons now, and for the entire time, it's been an honor partnering with you as one of the many people who have had the opportunity to present and explain projects in front of the community. I see how much you have given them space and voice to make sure that they are seen and reflected in all of the projects throughout the port. You have been so intentional about inclusion, equity, diversity, opportunity, so much so that so many partners saw firsthand how beneficial it was, not just to the port and the city, but to their own business. I've been in many conversations with you and team members where we talked about how to get more creative about opportunities for small local businesses, for businesses owned by women and people of color and so many others. And wouldn't you know it, when you go back to the drawing board, you can get a little more creative and you can find different ways, and that's because you insisted on so much of that. Thank you so much for being so intentional with your inclusion and being so insistent on ours.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, President Brandon, Commission, staff, everybody. I'm Alice Rogers, and for me, today was President Kimberly Brandon Day, and I spent the day, as I actually have done several times, taking some people from Sausalito who are interested in revitalizing their waterfront on a tour of your 28 years of legacy and strolling down Central Waterfront and parts of the Southern Waterfront, and enumerating all of the hoops that had to be jumped through, and all of the determination to hang on to the core values that the port has cultivated over all of these years. And I just get weak in the knees whenever I show off the waterfront because of your stewardship. I can't thank you enough. And I, too, at Summary Move, am a bit of a mentee to you. I've had the pleasure of serving on some of your commissions, much to my enrichment. And one thing, in addition to this panoply of accomplishments on the waterfront, that I will always remember you and think of you is your grace and your quiet determination to push social justice and the values that you hold dear no matter what. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner, President Brandon, Byron Rhett, one-time employee of the port, but I actually couldn't believe it when I heard that you were ending your years here, your 28 years here at the port. What wonderful time that's been. I had the benefit of being here for 21 of those 28 years and receiving your direction and your guidance during that. In fact, I actually benefited from your experience here at the port before I even started. I don't know if you remember, but when I had the opportunity possibly to come to the port, I met with you in advance of that to get a sense of whether or not this would be a good fit for me. And you gave me great guidance about that and direction, and I joined the port and had a wonderful 21 years, and I'm very proud of the role I played in the projects that you've led this port through in your 28 years. There's been a list of all of the developments that you've been part of, and you've led as during your time. I know there's a particular focus on the southern waterfront, and so whenever I see projects starting from China Basin and Mission Rock, Pier 70, and recently I was at the opening of the new park at India Basin and saw all of the developments that are happening, you know, starting with our eco center there in India Basin and now the newer projects that Rec Park is doing. And I think of you particularly in those developments and that connection with the Bayview community that the port is strengthening. So congratulations again on your 28 years, and thank you for the support you had for staff and me in particular in my time with the port.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. President Brandon, I just wanted to take a moment to share how grateful I am for you, your leadership, your wisdom, and the heart you bring in everything that you do. Your voice and values and your unwavering dedication to equity have not only guided us, but inspired us. You've helped shape the work in ways that matter deeply, and you've made us all better for it. You've pushed us to dream bigger, act bolder, and stay grounded in what's right. Thank you for being such a powerful example, for the doors you've opened, the space you've held, and the lasting impact you've made on all of us. Wishing you nothing but joy and fulfillment in this next chapter. You will be sorely missed. Thank you.
Thank you.
President Brandon, commissioners and staff. I'm Timothy Allen Simon. I don't know if I'm allowed in public comment, if I'm violating some ethical law, please seek a waiver. Kim, as our grandchildren fondly call you, Kema, as I was sitting there and listening to these very elegant and accurate comments, I thought about the time that I kind of ran into you on Market Street. I was there talking to someone about a deal I was working on, and you, just elegant and gorgeous as ever, come walking down the street with your green file and your purse. And I spoke. You know, we had met before. I think we'd even gone out on a date. But I did not expect to see you there on Market Street. And you handed me that. You asked if I would do you a favor and kind of hold that file for you. You were kind of adjusting things. And that green file, which is the file you bring to the Port Commission meetings, has been in our life the entire time. And I've had the honor to watch your preparation, how meticulously you go through that board or commission meeting book. I've had the opportunity to hear you in your commission planning or agenda planning meetings with Elaine and her predecessors. And from you, I've learned so much about the value of serious preparation, taking time to really understand the issues that you and your brilliant colleagues vote on that affect this public trust that we call the Port of San Francisco. And I just want to say how much I admire you, the commitment that you have made. You know, you can drive this port and see so many things that you spearheaded. And your commitment to this city as a native and raised by two amazing parents who always have a commitment to civil rights and social justice. And, you know, just in closing, in these difficult times, it's interesting that you came on the port right after the California voters passed Proposition 209, which banned the utilization of affirmative action in governmental contracting. And in your brilliance and the brilliance of your colleagues, you found a way to engage communities in hiring and economic development and other areas that historically was not possible with or without a Proposition 209. That took enormous courage on your part. And in these challenging times, it is my prayers that your successor, will hold that same commitment to making sure that this city of St. Francis holds its values to be the place where those who typically do not have the opportunities can have the American dream. So let me just say to all those here just how wonderful it's been to observe you over these years, and I know your next chapter will be better than the last.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, President Brandon, Commissioners, Elaine. I want to take this time to congratulate President Brandon for a wonderful, wonderful career. When I first came to the port, we used to have our port commissions immediately right upstairs in the third floor. So her and I, we've seen many changes, many faces with the commissioners, lots of new ideas were brought by you, President Brandon, and I want to take this time to thank you for your guidance, your professionalism, and I'm going to miss stopping off and dropping off the packages at your house, but, you know, don't ever be a stranger, and we're here for you and with open arms. Thank you and congratulations. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any other public comment? If not, do we have anyone on the phone? Oh, ooh.
I'm Kimberly's father. I didn't plan to say anything right now, and my daughter is a native that saw the city very early on and traveled all over from Playland, the zoo, Ghirardelli Square. Market Street, Golden Gate Park. So the love that she developed over these years, I think gave her that love for the city that allowed her to serve 28 years on this board. It takes a lot to prepare for meetings and make it every meeting time and kind of do the devotion and preparations you have to do. And to be a native daughter and to be able to do that as well as she has. I think you commissioners know her more than almost anyone because this is where she spent her life. And you come to know her very well and the value. So from my family and from friends and supporters, they all wish her the very best, very proud of her, and thank you for this honoring her today. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment in the room? If not, do we have anyone on the phone?
Yes, there is one caller for public comment. Opening the line now.
Hi, President Brandon. This is Diane Oshima. I'm so sorry that I can't be there in person to share this moment with you. It seems like I'm maybe the only one who's spoken so far who's had a front row seat and the privilege to see the full arc of your service and stewardship in person for all that you've done for the San Francisco waterfront. And, you know, as everyone has noted, the scope and the number of the different types of projects you've guided is overwhelming, so I won't try to repeat them. But instead, I'm focusing on the common thread, which is that you've always seen this waterfront as a public resource for everyone, and you've never shied away from doing the hard work, no matter how long it takes. And sometimes it can take a while. So I consider your service on the Port Commission to be the four picture shot. And the Embarcadero Freeway had come down and the promenade was being built and our piers and the connections to the bay were tired and wanting, but they were full of opportunities. And you immediately jumped on board to help the waterfront land use plan effort by serving on a committee with BCDC commissioners to get BCDC's approval. And that was really the gateway that allowed the port to start revitalizing the waterfront. So from day one, you've had such a singular impact. And as many have noted, while many have focused on the Ferry Building and the Giants Ballpark and the Northern Waterfront in the improvement efforts, you were always that beacon. You were the first one. And to be thinking about the whole of the port's 7.5 mile waterfront, and directed us to create the Southern Waterfront Advisory Committee, recognizing environmental justice and economic needs, you know, over 20 years ago as the basis for giving attention to the Bayview and Petrero stretches of the waterfront as well. And you helped us staff to put together a strong committee that included a young Sophie Maxwell along with Karen Pierce, and they really moved and educated the port staff as well as the commission and the community about how to be the most effective at creating true public benefits that warranted in the Southern Waterfront. So your leadership and your hard work also extended to the port's first approved capital plan, which was sort of a reawakening at City Hall. You showed that the port, in fact, and should be allowed to be operate as an enterprise agency department. And that really changed the dynamics for the staff here, and we changed our approach to leasing and development and public stewardship, and we educated the public about how their waterfront depends on being able to raise the revenue to support it. So it was essential, and it helped the public to better understand why public-private partnerships are so essential and have delivered so much. Seawall Lot 337, you jumped into the deep end of that engagement with the community, serving with Commissioner Lazarus on that committee that Jack was talking about. And you got in the dirt with everyone to really hear everybody's interests out and to find the common ground. And that planning strategy was really the foundation for the success of that Mission Rock neighborhood that we enjoy today. Normally all of that kind of work is left to staff, but you really committed yourself in full person, and the results show. And I think that's really why, because of the Mission Rock work, Mission Bay has been identified as one of the most thriving neighborhoods in the city. Those efforts, that dedication to those and other early community planning efforts are also what has transformed the rest of the Southern Waterfront at Pier 70 and the whole Blue Greenway open space network and the environmental resource areas and diversity that's flourished in the area. And all of that together has really inspired the social and equity and economic programs and the benefits that the port's developed since then, which has generated the jobs and mentorships and work and fun for everyone, especially our disadvantaged communities. So, President Brandon, it's impossible to itemize all the ways that you've left indelible impacts of your work, but you really have been instrumental in creating the after shot of what the waterfront is today. And you've laid the groundwork so that we can continue to bring more wonders and public benefits. And I'm glad that Elaine confirmed my guess that you're the longest serving port commissioner ever for this agency. And, we're just so, so deeply grateful for that rare dedication. Your guidance and public service has just been over the top. And I'm really looking forward to see what your next act is. And I wish you the very, very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane. Very kind words.
There are no additional callers for public comment at this time.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. Commissioner Engel.
Oh, so much pressure after so many amazing comments. I mean, I guess I'm just really honored that we've had time together on the commission, even though a brief time. I really personally appreciate how generous you were and how welcoming you were to me just in just the half year. I've learned a lot. I don't want to try and duplicate what so many people have worked with you for over 20 years have talked about, but I just want to say, as somebody who's lived in San Francisco for only 15 years, I guess on one hand, I'm very envious that you got to grow up here. I guess I'm very thankful that you have dedicated 28 years of your life giving back to your home city. That is really inspiring and something I can only hope to succeed you on and continue in that vein. And I did want to mention that today is Earth Day, and I think that San Francisco stands as a symbol to the world for being progressive in terms of our commitment to resilience and climate justice and equity. And I think our waterfront is emblematic of that, but it doesn't happen by itself. It's people like you. So while we're celebrating Earth Day, I think, our waterfront stands as a symbol, and it's really because of 28 years of you and your dedication. So as a San Franciscan, I want to thank you and just wish you well and look forward to staying in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Lee?
Well, President Brandon, so fellow SF State alumnus, it's been actually an honor to be here, you know, working with you. And, you know, I'm originally, you know, from Vacaville, and I came to the waterfront as an elementary school field trip. And, of course, coming to be a, you know, student at SF State, you know, I'm a party guy, and a lot of stuff was at the Wharf. I mean, the giant stadium with the forklift parking lot, you know, I used to hang out down there because I had friends work there. I used to be at when Mission Bay was a cement factory. And I knew Southern Waterfront at the time was going to be our future. But I never knew I would ever be a commissioner, I mean, until the days when entertainment was on the brink and I decided to step it up and do public service and solve those issues. But I always had this love of the waterfront. And apparently, you're the one that changed the waterfront that actually wanted, why I wanted to be a part of the waterfront. And serving with your niece on the commission, Dory, I didn't know that, you know, you were the auntie. And my God, it's like, you know, I learned so much. And I'm a true small business advocate. And I focus on that. I focus on the people that don't get a paycheck. But serving with you, I learned that, hey, there's more than small business. There's equity. There's a development that helps people. And you know, I work and to be on the commission with, you know, John Burton and Ed Harrington, that's nothing compared to your 28 years on the port. And for me to learn from you, I wish I could learn more. And even on the side, and meeting your husband and being part of SF Jazz, entertainment is also a big part of my life. So you are good people. And to actually work with you has been an honor. And I want to thank you. And I want my job, is if I'm going to continue on this, is to continue what you've been doing for the port. So as long as I'm here, I got your back.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Commissioner Adams.
Wow. Kimberly, you've had a very, very stellar career at the port. And you're leaving now at the top of your game. And you and only one other person I know have had the tenure in this city. And two people of color that I love and respect of serving you and the late Leroy King that serve with dignity and honor and respect. And I can say that you are also a role model for young black girls, white girls, and anybody. You were ahead of your time, as there was Jackie Robinson, and there's only been one black woman on the Port Commission over 150 years. You're the Harriet Tubman. And I got to serve when you were president. It was four women on the commission and me. Eleni Kunalakis, Doreen, Leslie Katz, and you were the president. And you were able to keep us all in line. But also, you always were the anchor, and you had a strong respect for labor. You worked and served with Jimmy Herman, Brian McWilliams, the late F.X. Crowley, and the late Mike Hardiman. And just as real estate and development was where you shined in economics, you wanted a balance and you saw where labor had its place in the port. I'll kind of stop my comments there. I have a few that I want to say later, but I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I've worked with you since 2012. Thank you for your kindness, your guidance. But I want people to know, and Alice said it, that you were meek. I have seen you fire, and you're very passionate. You speak truth to power, and I like that. And you've never been a yes person, and I like it. And you welcome a good debate, a good fight. But you stick to, let's talk about the facts, not personalities. Let's stick to the facts. And I've never seen a commissioner more prepared that comes to a commission meeting, meticulous. And you would go last, and you would go, but, and you listen, you were up here taking notes. I'm sitting, I always got to sit next to you up here. And you were very, very, with the staff, kind. But when it was time to lay it out and to say, hey, I have a responsibility as the president of this commission, this has got to be right. And you were a perfectionist when it came to that. And I appreciate the respect that you've given the commissioners. We all have our own quirky personalities. You let us all talk. And for some reason, we all blended. You were the skipper. You were our captain. You were our leader. And you let us all talk. And we all had our strengths and our weaknesses, and you knew them all. And thank you personally for allowing us to grow, to mature under your leadership. And I will never forget that I had an opportunity with you. It was sad, but tragic. You know, when before the late Mayor Ed Lee died, we had to get a new port director. And it was you and I. And we didn't have a committee of 10. The two of us, we worked together, and it took us almost a year. And we went through the painstaking process. You never missed a meeting. You were always there. And when it was done, you and I sat in front of the mayor, and we presented the names. And we walked away and said, now you have it. And I want to say that was a privilege because of the confidentiality and things like that. And that was one of the hardest things that we had, that we did together. And I appreciate your guidance in that, because you know what it takes. And you guided me through that process to remain calm. Things will work out. Let things happen in his own time. So I have a few more comments I'll say later. But, and I also want to tell you, it's important. I know I never wear a suit. But today I wore a suit out of respect for you. And the last time I wore this suit was September the 4th, 2023. I was at the White House, and I was there with President Biden and the ILW and the PMA, and he wanted to thank us for the West Coast contract. So this has been sitting in my closet. And so I just wanted you to know today, I wanted to be at my best for you, President Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Vice President Gilman. Whew.
President Brandon, the remarks I want to say here, because I have remarks for later, are my personal reflections on how you've touched me over the last 6.5 years. A lot of people knew I always wanted to grow up and be a port commissioner, but that's because I was misguided at the time. I only understood the Northeast waterfront, and you pushed me when I had lunch with you. You pushed me to open my horizon and realize you could walk past the Giant Stadium, because I had never really done that, been past Mission Rock. And you opened my eyes to the beauties of the Southeast waterfront and beyond. You just recently reminded me we had paper streets out at Candlestick, and you, for 6.5 years, have pushed me to realize the beauty and the value of that part of our 7.5 miles. And I can tell you, as long as I'm sitting at this dais, I will never forget that. And you helped me channel my equity that I've done for 25 years working in the nonprofit sector in San Francisco on housing, homelessness, and poverty into the waterfront. I've been a commissioner before in other commissions where we never talked about equity, inclusion, diversity, where we didn't touch how to do contracting and uplift our LBEs the way you did. And I learned all of that under your tutelage and your mentorship. And the firm hand that you guided us as commissioners and kept us disciplined, the way you modeled how to come prepared, is also something I did not experience in my other commission seats. And while I have so much more to say about your leadership, your accomplishments, how you shepherded I will say and push for the first all-women city build team to do construction at Mission Rock. I'll make those remarks later. You have touched me so much as a leader. You've been a mentor to me. And as long as I have the honor to serve on this commission, I can say, I want to say to the staff, to the public, to the advisory committees, we will uphold the values that you've put in place for the last 28 years. We are not walking away from diversity, equity, inclusion. We are not walking away, as long as I'm a commissioner at this dais, from pushing for LBE contracting, for economic opportunity for all San Franciscans, and particularly those that are disenfranchised and have been ignored. And we're definitely keeping our commitment to the southeast sector of the waterfront, which has been polluted and forgotten in the past and is now being uplifted and revitalized. That's all in your name and your legacy, President Brandon. And I just want to thank you so much. And I'm still going to text you articles and have you on speed dial. So none of that's going to change.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So many times I wanted to just start crying. But now, hearing from my other commissioners, I can go in peace knowing that they will carry everything I've done here in the last 28 years forward. And that, for me, is a major accomplishment. That, for me, is the true legacy, is just seeing how where the port is today versus when I came here 28 years ago. And the inclusion, the collaboration, the people wanting to come to work, people wanting to work with the port, to develop with the port. I mean, it's just amazing where we are, and it cannot get anything but better. I know there's so much more in store, and I'm so blessed to have served with these wonderful individuals, with the leadership of Director Forbes, with this amazing staff. I mean, the gift has been given to me. Even though I've been here for 28 years, I've learned so much and grown so much. And I will miss everyone. But I won't miss showing up every couple weeks. But I will not be a stranger. I will continue to engage with the waterfront, maybe even join an advisory committee or two. But no, this is a phenomenal place. It's been an honor for me to serve. And thank you all for your kind words. Thank you very much. And of course, I will have more words later. But thank you very, very much.
Before we take a photo, I would like to read a proclamation from District Supervisor Shimon Walton to you. Whereas Kimberly Brandon, President of the Port Commission, has dedicated 28 years of distinguished public service to the Port of San Francisco and the City and County of San Francisco, guiding transformative change with unwavering vision, integrity, and commitment. Whereas under her leadership, the Port of San Francisco has evolved from hidden spaces beneath a freeway into a vibrant, accessible waterfront that has connected the city with the bay and stands out as a model for urban revitalization and resilience. Whereas President Brandon has shepherded some of the port's most iconic and community-serving projects, including Hyde Street Harbor, Pier 27 Cruise Ship Terminal, the Exploratorium, Piers 1 through 5, the Ferry Building, Oracle Park, Mission Rock, Pier 70, Bayview Rise, and the open spaces such as Crane Cove Park, Bayview Gateway, Brandon Street Wharf, and Heron's Head Park. And whereas she championed essential planning initiatives such as the Waterfront Plan Update and the Waterfront Resilience Program, ensuring the port's readiness for the future while remaining rooted in community-centered development. And whereas President Brandon led bold and visionary efforts to address seismic and climate threats by forging a groundbreaking partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, securing a path to critical funding and investments to safeguard the waterfront for generations to come. And whereas her leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic reflected deep compassion and innovation as she championed a rent forgiveness program, a shared prosperity incentives, and low-interest loans to protect support tenants and small contractors during the unprecedented crisis. And whereas President Brandon's leadership has consistently been guided by the values of justice, equity, and sustainability and inclusion, resulting in broader access to opportunities across the port's operation and ensuring a just and vibrant waterfront for all. And whereas her retirement marks the conclusion of an extraordinary era of leadership and transformation, and she leaves behind a legacy that will continue to shape San Francisco's waterfront and civic life for years. And whereas, therefore, be it resolved that the City and County of San Francisco Board of Supervisors hereby honors and recognizes Kimberly Brandon for her extraordinary service, visionary leadership, and unwavering dedication to the people and waterfront of San Francisco, and extends the city's deepest gratitude and best wishes as she embarks on her well-earned retirement. And with that, I'd like to take some photographs here. And also, it is Earth Day, but it's also the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I thought it was such an interesting day, given the work you've done to protect this city and this waterfront from seismic risk. So I hope my Google Yahoo was correct this morning, but that's what it said.
I thought it was already happened.
We'll have to check it. And I apologize if I'm wrong. I will correct it.
It's an earth-shaking day,
and it's an earth-shaking day for this port commission. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Should know.
It was last Friday.
Last Friday.
Okay, now to the real business of the port.
We are on to item 7, the consent calendar. For callers who wish to make public comment on the consent calendar, please dial *3 to raise your hand to comment. 7A requests approval of the port's 10-year capital plan for fiscal years 2026 to 2035. This is resolution 2520. Item 7B requests approval of a proposed 30-month lease agreement, 2 years of operating lease term, inclusive of a 6-month construction period for an arts and culture activation at Pier 29 with Cast at Large, LLC, the Community Arts Stabilization Trust, a Bay Area nonprofit leader in arts real estate development and programming. This is resolution 2521. Item 7C requests approval of a mutual termination agreement with Skoma's Restaurant Incorporated for lease number L-9170 and lease number L-9175 for premises at Al Skoma Way, see Wall Lot 302, San Francisco, California, 94111, subject to Board of Supervisors approval. This is resolution 2522. And item 7D requests approval of a settlement agreement for Castagnola Restaurant regarding lease number L-7493 Restaurant, lease L-13542 Storage, and parking permit to resolve all balances due, including port waiver of certain rent, terms for reopening the restaurant, and resolution of litigation against tenant upon compliance with the settlement agreement.
including payment to the port in the amount of $300,000, enforceable through stipulated judgments in City and County of San Francisco versus Castagnola, Inc. of San Francisco, a Cal Corp et al., Superior Court of San Francisco County, case number CUD 24674725, and City and County of San Francisco versus Lohman Enterprises, Inc. et al., Superior Court of San Francisco County, case number CGC 23606678. This is resolution 2523.
Can I have a motion?
I make a motion to move the consent calendar.
Second.
We will now take public comment. Is there any public comment on the consent calendar? Seeing none in the room, do we have anyone on the phone?
At this time, there are no callers for public comment.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Resolutions 2520, 2521, 2522, and 2523 are adopted.
Item 8A requests approval of a proposed new lease, lease number L-17181, or lease, with 340 Jefferson Street Partners, LLC, a California limited liability company, 340 Jefferson Street Partners, for approximately 3,750 square feet of a single-story restaurant space located at 340 Jefferson Street for a term of 10 years with 2 5-year options to renew. This is resolution 2524. For callers who wish to make public comments on this item, please dial star 3 to raise your hand to comment.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. President Brandon, I'm Don Cavanaugh, Senior Property Manager now for the Northeast Portfolio and Fisherman's Wharf. I feel like I'm standing in the way of the continuation of this celebration, so I will try to be efficient in my comments. So this is the second lease of two. We did Everett and Jones. We brought to the Commission several months ago, and now this is a lease for Pompey's Grotto, which is at 340 Jefferson Street. And it closed in the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, and the lease was terminated in August of 2023. So we hired Maven, just like we did for Everett and Jones. And they also worked on Aliotta's number 8 and 490 Jefferson. Everett and Jones undertook a typical sort of competitive bidding process. They started wide, narrowed down. You know, they did email solicitations, posted on social media, called people, conducted tours, and ultimately received two LOIs. One was from 340 Jefferson Street Partners. The other was from a pizza restaurant. So Port convened a panel in May of 2023 to review the proposals, and the panel unanimously selected 340 Jefferson Street Partners as a leading prospect with 79 points versus 71 points for the pizza restaurant. The members of 340 Jefferson Street Partners are familiar to the port. They're Chris McGarry, Seth Hamalian, and Lou Girardo. They're active in a number of areas at Fisherman's Wharf, including the Fisherman's Wharf Revitalized, operating Gardino's, and working to revive Castagnola's. Originally, the proposal included Rao's as the operator, but Rao's decided to pursue a different opportunity, so the team found a new operator, Chasca Rio, based on El Salvadorian cuisine. They're going to focus on traditional soups, stews, pupusas, whole fish preparations, and other items inspired by El Salvadorian and nearby country cuisines. Chasca Rio is led by a team who together have had more than 75 years of experience in San Francisco and Bay Area restaurants, including Foreign Cinema and the Bayan Hospitality Group. Both 340 Jefferson Street Partners and the operator are here in case there's questions. The financial terms include a 10-year lease with a base rent. Well, there's a 270-day construction abatement period, but if they finish early and open, the rent will commence. The year one rent is $10,395 a month. The increase is 3% per year, including the option periods. And there's a 5.5% gross revenue percentage rent above base rent. We also have a termination option if the tenant doesn't achieve almost $2.1 million in gross sales by the end of the third lease year. Port has the right to terminate the lease, the right but not the requirement. The port is contributing $470,000 as a tenant improvement allowance. That works out to $125 a square foot. It's funded by the ARPA Tenant Attraction Retention Fund, TARF. And they will be receiving monthly draws. They can apply for monthly draws after they've submitted evidence of spending the money. So this is a reimbursement of money that they've spent. This requires the team to register as a city vendor because they need to, otherwise Port has no mechanism to reimburse them. So we recommend that the executive director, we recommend that the Port Commission authorize the executive director to forward the lease to the Board of Supervisors for approval, and upon such approval, authorize the executive director to execute the lease. I welcome questions.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
I make a motion to move the item.
Second.
Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none in the room, is there anyone on the phone?
At this time, there are no callers for public comment.
Thank you. Public comment is closed. Commissioner Lee?
So, Don, I'm glad that these two restaurants are now going to be quickly online. I'm just curious. I remember when I first came to commission, this was one of the restaurants that left a lot of their equipment. Mm-hmm. Are they able to use some of this stuff, or did we end up auctioning it all off and then the port got the revenue for that?
We didn't auction it off. We found that there was limited value for the equipment. The operator can speak to whether they're going to use that equipment or not, but I suspect quite a bit of it has to be replaced because the Department of Public Health came in and did an inspection.
Okay.
So to answer your question, I don't think we derived any value
right
from the equipment.
Kind of what I brought up.
Yeah,
that's right. I was kind of right.
You were correct.
Okay. So, I mean, the most important thing is to make sure that they could use as much as they can. The infrastructure is there. They should be able to get up and running quickly.
Yes.
I hope so. That area really needs to get going. So congratulations on that, and I wish them a lot of luck.
We're thinking they'll be open in 120 days after the lease is executed.
So by time summer hits, they should be up and running.
Well, it depends on how long it takes with the Board of Supervisors.
But okay.
Yes, that's the goal.
I think they'll be quick on that.
Yep.
All right. No questions.
Thank you. Commissioner Adams?
Madam President, I have no questions. I'm supportive of the resolution.
Commissioner Ingram?
Thanks, Don, for the briefing. Quick question on timing. You just, I was going to ask a question about timing. So 120 days you just mentioned, is that, does that feel realistic? Is there anything that we can do to help? I think a big push in the city right now is to try and accelerate permitting and make it expedite with our businesses. Now that everybody's spent all this time getting the deal to this point, is there anything that we can do to make sure that we're expediting the opening and permitting process?
The operator might be able to speak more specifically to that, but once the lease is signed, then there's a 270-day period or before rent commences or the earlier of when they open. So the work that's needed is not extensive, but it still has to be done. And I think our operator, the 340 Jefferson Street member can speak to the timing a little better than I can. Chris?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Chris McGarry, one of the partners at 340 Jefferson Street. So we've done all of our diligence on the space. We've gotten a great scope of work and projected costs on, in the case of the equipment, yes, substantially all the equipment will have to be replaced. But we have, we're ready to execute on an order for the equipment. And we believe that the space, even when you talk about ADA compliance and so forth, the space is in very good shape. So the scope of work that we've received suggests that we ought to be able to open in 120 days. On the issue of permitting, the only outstanding issues are in conjunction with our equipment upgrade, we anticipate installing an oven that may need to be tied into a hood that may require some permitting, and then securing a liquor license for the premises. We've set all these things in motion, and we'll really be able to accelerate once we execute the lease, but we have a lot of confidence that we're going to be able to open expeditiously. So,
thank you.
Very excited.
That's it for me.
Vice President Gilman?
No, actually, I had similar questions around the timing, so actually that answered my question. Actually, I'm just curious, what kind of liquor license are you going to be seeking? And are you going to be doing any kind of limited live music permitting?
No, we don't intend to. So it's an on-premises consumption, full spirits license. There's a bar, a separately demised bar area. And while there's outdoor seating, we'll be building out a pretty compelling facade and signage and flowers on the patio area, as well as it's wired there just for speakers and music and that kind of thing. But no, we don't plan any separate entertainment.
Okay. No, great. Super excited for you.
Oh, so are we.
Thank you. I think all my questions have been answered. Thank you very much, Don.
You're welcome.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Resolution 2524 is adopted. Next item, please.
Item 9 is new business. I have not recorded any new business. Is there any new business?
Is there any new business?
I just want to just get, if we can, an update on what's happening on Pier 45 development. I want to make sure that, since we had a conversation with the fishermen already, I want to see if we're on the same page with the developers before they start drawing their plans, so that we can get the public process a lot faster going, maybe. Still going to be a long ways to go, but let's get going.
Commissioner Director Forbes, can you remind us when our next, do we have a briefing on the books for Pierce 3032 and the seawall lot? We did receive correspondence about community concern about that.
We have the item on the forward calendar.
That's
and
what I thought.
We will be briefing up to that item. Thank you.
Is there any other new business? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting in the awesomeness of President Kimberly Brannon.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned at 4:14 p.m.